From the Heart, September 28. Mary's Offering. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. The feast at Simon's house brought together many of the Jews, for they knew that Christ was there. They came not only to see Jesus, but many were curious to see one who had been raised from the dead. They thought that Lazarus would have some wonderful experience to relate, and were surprised that he told them nothing. Lazarus had a wonderful testimony to bear, however, in regard to the work of Christ. He had been raised from the dead for this purpose. He was a living testimony to the divine power. With assurance and power, he declared that Jesus was the Son of God. At the feast, the Savior sat at the table with Simon, whom he had cured of a loathsome disease, on one side, and Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead, on the other. Martha served at the table, but Mary was listening earnestly to every word that fell from the lips of Jesus. In his mercy, Christ had pardoned Mary's sins, which had been many and grievous. Lazarus, her beloved brother, had been called from the grave and restored to his family by the power of the Savior, and Mary's heart was filled with gratitude. She longed to do him honor. At great personal sacrifice, she had purchased an alabaster box of precious ointment with which to anoint the body of Jesus at his death. Now, taking the box in her hands, she quietly broke it and poured the contents upon the head and feet of her master. Her movements might have passed unnoticed had not the ointment made its presence known by its rich fragrance and published her act to all present. When his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste?" Judas was the first to make this suggestion, and others were ready to echo his words. Jesus saw Mary shrink away abashed, expecting to hear reproof from the one she loved and worshipped. But instead of this, she heard words of commendation. "Why trouble ye this woman?" Christ said, "for she hath wrought a good work upon me. Verily, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her." Christ delighted in Mary's earnest desire to do the will of her Lord. The desire that Mary had to do this service was of more value to Christ than all the precious ointment in the world, because it expressed her appreciation of her Redeemer.